Avoisa, good morning. Our limud of halacha every day is the schus refuah shleima of Yosef Dov ben Chayla, b'soich shol chol Yisrael, b'shtav refuah shleima b'korov. So we started learning yesterday, Gemara in Shabbos, looking for the origin of the minig of kaporos. And there's a Gemara in Shabbos which is brought down. The Gemara asks, Hai parfiso. The Gemara speaks about a parfiso, and it wants to know, which Rashi says, a parfiso is a notzitz nokuv. It's a flower pot with something growing in it. There's earth in the flower pot. There's a hole underneath. And the shala is, if it's standing on a stand, and there's nothing between that and the ground, is it called mechuba lakaka because it's got a hole in it? And the Gemara considers it yoinit minakaka. If it's mechuba lakaka, it's going to be muktza on Shabbos, which is what the Gemara on Shabbos is talking about. And it could also make nafkaminas legaba tumantara as well. So Gemara wants to know about this parfiso. So Rashi says, what is a parfiso? So Rashi says, Hai parfiso, otzitz nokuv, it's a what we regard as a flower pot with a hole from underneath. Yeah, shazoru boy, that's been planted in it. And then he says, v'chuvas ha-goyim, I started to tell you this yesterday, Motsosi. He says, this is Rashi in the mid-1000s, speaking about the chuvas ha-goyim, which is probably 200-300 years before him. So we're going back to the years 700, 800, around then. He says that this this parfiso is a she'osin machatolos mikapas tamorim. They make a basket out of, they weave a basket out of the leaves of a luluf. And then they fill in earth, and they put in fertilizer, zevil behema, yeah. And then v'chof beis oitesvav yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah, either 22 days before Rosh Hashanah or 15 days before Rosh Hashanah. We'll explain why afterwards. Yeah, oisin kol echod ve'echod l'shem kol koton uktana shavavayis, that the fathers make for each koton and each ktana in the house one basket of earth with fertilizer. And they plant into it a bean, or kidneys, some sort of a pulse, the koyin loy porfisa, and that they call porfisa. So Rashi is looking for the origin of the word porfisa, legaba muksa on Shabbos. He says it is some sort of a basket that we make 2 weeks before or 3 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, and we plant in it, and we do one for each child in the family. And they plant the bean, and the bean is mashrish, the bean starts to grow, the shoots start to appear after 2 weeks. Yeah, v'toymeach, uv'erev Rosh Hashanah, and erev Rosh Hashanah, noitil kol echod shaloi, each child takes his basket. So probably the baskets have got the name of each child, you know, Yanki and Shloimi, and this one, there's a label on each one, this is theirs. U'machziro istvivas roish shoshiva pa'omim, and he turns it around his head 7 times, V'oimen, he says, Zeh tachas zeh, zeh chalifosi, v'zeh tumurosi, u'mashlichoi lenohor. And after that, they threw the baskets into the river. So, some want to say that this is the earliest reference that we have of this concept of waving something over your head and saying, Zeh chalifosi, zeh tumurosi, is in this Rashi b'shem nego'inim. We'll carry on b'leidu with more of it tomorrow. It's very interesting. It's only earth. Well, it's going to plant in it, okay. But it depends if that's the tachlis of it. This is the whole discussion that we have about, you know, when caterers
decorate a what's it called? Start today, the Torah, Northwest London, Tuesday, Vov Tishri, 6th of October, Rabbi Nossen Burstein Schlitter. Title?
Founder of Kum Yuri, what can I say? That's what I do.
Founder, it's the title of the Shein.
It's Chavivas HaMitzvahs.
Chavivas HaMitzvahs. This week's Torah, we have been sponsored as Kushal Shloimim Shal Tosh for Eretz Yisrael, as Kushal Shloimim V'acharim V'Milchamot, Sheyachzu L'Avotayim V'Shalom B'Mheiro.
Good morning, everyone. G'machsim B'Toiva. We'll have a good Gebench Yo, Siyata D'Shmaya. You know, Torah way, start your day the Torah way, so definitely it's if you start today and you start the year, the Torah way, Muftach, Siyata D'Shmaya will have a great year coming ahead. Shalom and I'm sorry to stay with you. Okay. So, there's a Gemara Baba Kama, right? end of a sugya. It's not Ishim Shemchitza, it's not the Bor, not the Shor. No, thank you. But it's the Hidu Mitzvah. And one Daf Test talks about how much the Hidu Mitzvah is, so it's a Shlish, that you have Esrik that cost six. Halavai. But you get a nicer one for 8 or 9, then mechuyev to add on because it's hidu mitzvah. It's menabar, menagav. But the end is two lines. B'marov omrei, Lamech says that omrei boya vashi shlish menagav and shlish menabar. Is it 2 or 3? Take it, we don't know for sure. Then when you machme, you'll go up to 9. B'marov omrei, and Marov right, used to say, Meshmeid Rab Zera. Ad shlish mishaloi mikam ve'elik mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first shlish of what we're talking about till now is mishaloi, and anything you add on afterwards, if you even add more, you mahad the mitzvah even more, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does this mean? So Rashi, ad shlish mishaloi, the hainu oisoi shlish she yosef, that the sug is talking about, the chiyuv of hidu mitzvah, why? He will not get that money back from the Rebbeinu Shem. He will not pay him back for that extra what he did. Why? So you won't get the schar for that mitzvah because. If you add on more, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay him in this world.
Yeah, the first is the mitzvah. Let's say, like we said, a six.
Let's say that's a six. And he can get a nice one for 9. He pays, if it's Melagav, he pays 9. That's money he's not going to get in this world. He'll get rewarded in the Boilam Habo, but not in this world.
Two you will get, one you will.
It depends on the Gabalaba. If it's a Gabalaba, if it's a Melaba, it's two, it's a whatever. Let's say it's M3. Those three he won't get. But let's say he finds an even nicer asterisk, and it costs him 12, so he adds on, so the first three he won't get back, but the extra three Hashem will pay him. Like it says, Shabbos, Levua, Leivani, Poyer, Hashem promises that he'll pay back. Certain things Hashem pays back. So what's pshat? Why? My love coming is emizet. That's the opening question. We'll see as we go along. We might find a very interesting reason why. So this Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tevzayin Omer Aleph, Omer Avavo. Lama toikin b'shoifer shalayim. Why on Rosh Hashanah when we blow shoifer, we use a shoifer of a ram? Okay. Do we use a shoifer of a ram? I think we do. We try our best. What? Yeah. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says Rav Avohu. Hear this? He heard what I overheard HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. I don't know where he, we'll see somewhere HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nonetheless. Tiku lefonai b'shoifer shel ayil. Blow before me with the shoifer of our ayil, the ram. Kidei she'esko lechem hakedi Yitzchok ben Avrom. I'll remember you the kedi of Yitzchok ben Avrom. And through that action of blowing a shofar with a shofar of a ram, dafka, I will consider it as if you, mamash, you did an akedah on yourself. So, the question is, first of all, obvious question is, where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say this? How does he know? I mean, if he says, now we didn't ask Abraham Gieske things when he said things, but we can ask now, how can Avo say Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He had a dream. He had a gilui. What's Pshat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Number one. And what's Be'etzem Mishayel Elam HaTokim Shavayel? Who says we're talking about Shofar Shalayel? There's a Mishnah of the Kamen Rosh Hashanah. Kol HaShofar is Ksheirim. All Shofar are kosher. Chut Mishal Pola. We say Mishal Pola. It's all kosher. So, L'maisa, Meike Adin, you can use any other Shofar. So what's this Kamen Shavayel? Why are we talking about Shofar Shalayel? So Lema says, there's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam, in the sugi after the Mishnah, is another sugi, Rav Yudah, Kfufin, Betainiyas. So Rambam, Paskins the Maisa, that Mikir Adin, we need on Rosh Hashanah, Shofar Shalayel. And all the Shofars are not kosher for Kish Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. I don't know, so Kalim or Adan, why? The Rav is massing on that. All Rosh Hashanim don't hold like that. The only thing Rosh Hashanim, I, what Rabbi was saying, is a Hiddu mitzvah. It's extra. It's better. It's a minhag, we'll see. But it's not making a deal. So we're going to go according now to the Ritva. What the Ritva has to say about this. Look at the Ritva, he says. He says it straight off. Avo never had a havamina, never had a tzad to say that's a chiyuv to blow with a shofar shalayim. When he asked, Lama toiki b'shofar shalayim, why do we blow with a shofar shalayim? He didn't mean to say it's a chiyuv. Where is the source of this chiyuv? No, that's for sure not. Dotnan, kol shofar k'shein, any kosher is kosher. And if he's in hogu kol Yisrael. So Avo's asking about a minig Yisrael. There was a minig Yisrael which was accepted, and until Adi Yom Hazeh, we make an effort, in normal circumstances, we use the Shofar Shalayim. Everyone uses the Shofar Shalayim. So the Shaila was on the Minik. And Afishi, Minik Yisrael, as he asked, Mipnei Man Nohogu Litkoi B'Shofar Shalayim. And you see, the Chosei B'Sechstai brings a riot, and in other places, that Chazal asked a question, why about this Minik? You know, it's only a Minik. It's not even a Mitzvah Mubcha. It's a Minik. But Chazal asked, if this it's, when it was a meaning that was very, 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 very accepted in all, you know, of Kal Yisrael, so Amorim will ask the Kasha Mipnei. We'll ask the Kasha and try to find where is the source. Like you just said with Kaporis, try to find exactly where the source, where does it start from, yeah? So what's the answer? Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Zokter Ritva, listen closely. Vod Madrinen. The one answer is Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Afa Gav De'ein El Minik. So the question is even more now. If the Ritva is saying that the Ravo is asking about a minig, so it's only a minig, so how can you say Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu? Baruch Hu told us what to do minogim. So it's Avogav the Ein El Minig, Mekomokim Hare Yivtiach HaKodesh Baruch Hu. What a lesson. HaKodesh Baruch Hu promised Lavrom, what? She calls man she machzikim bedrocho. As long they go in his ways and they hold on to his, you know, the way his conduct. Vo'oysin ha-mitzvah b'chibo. And they do the mitzvah with love, with passion, with excitement. She yisker lema kidosa. He will remember the kedusha. She nema behar Hashem yiroi. So this is very interesting. He doesn't explain. He doesn't elaborate the ritual. It seems it says like this. Vayom Avrom, vayikra Avrom shem amokam hu Hashem yire. Avrom gave a name to the mountain Hashem yire. Asher yomer hayoyim behar Hashem yiroi. So what's Asher yomer hayoyim? It seems. That's the way everyone calls it. It became popular to call it Hashem. What's Ashi Omer? And I looked in the first, I didn't see clearly what's Ashi Omer. What seemed that the raid, that's the way it happened to be. The world accepted it like that. Something happened in it. So it seems the Ritter learns that it's a Haftocha, it's a Nevuah. Avraham Avinu did that keder and called it Hashem Yireh. Ashi Yomer Ayoyim is revealed that Hashem Yiroeh, meaning he will reveal himself. So he says, and he touches in the words, the read from this sentence, Hiftiach HaKodesh Baruch Hu. She calls man, choice, this all goes into the word Hashem Yiroeh. I don't know how, but as they state the read for. Hiftiach, Rabbi Shem promised, as long as you go in the ways of Avraham Avinu, I will. Remember you, the Akedah of Yitzchak. I will reveal myself to you in that. I will remember the Akedah of Yitzchak and etc. So it's two very, very important points which I want to take out from the Ritva. One, he says, he says a prerequisite, a condition of us to be Zoicha to the Schus Akedah. We have to go in the ways of Avraham Avinu. It's not enough to mention it, not enough to say it. It's similar to the Yigimel Midas, Kozman Shatim Oisin, Kimini Gazeo, Kesedra Azeh, Kozman Shatim Oisin, Kesedra by Yigimel Midas. So Malmus, everyone says that it's not just enough to say, although we say Kelo Reislon Loimash, let's just say, but it's not enough. Sha Oisin Besedra Azeh, we have to Ma'u Rachum after Rachum, Ma'u Chan after Chan, Ma'u Chapayim. It's not enough to talk, we have to do actions. So here also, the Maisa Kelo Mzechadish Ritvo, the condition is we have to mazikim bedrochov. We have to go in the ways of Avraham Avinu to be zoicha, to benefit from that keder. That's number one. Number two, va'oisin shemazikim bedrochov, va'oisin hamitzvah bechibo. When you do the mitzvah bechibo, sheish kolim akidose. Why? So he goes further. So he's saying that the fact that we blow the Shev Shalayim is not just inconvenience, not because it's an easy way to do it. No, through that I'm being Mekayim. That condition of Chavivus Hamitzvah, we could do it with the Shev Shal Yael or Yoel or this one or that Chayo. No, we make the effort and Daf could do it with Shev Shalayim, which was a ram, which was like the Svach Mekanov, right? The animal that at the end of the day he did that Kedah. So that chavivas mitzvah, that going that extra mile, extra kilometer, whatever you're holding, right? You go to extra, make the extra effort to do it special with chavivas. That is ma'orer the schus ha'keidah. I'm saying, she'ad mecham mitzvah zecher lekel sitzchok. V'ozim medrochov mani alechem kilu amalti lechem nakel etzchem lefnei basisim. Mipi ma'orer. This is the reason. So two chidushim. First of all, the akedah we need. Not stand to say it. We have to be machzik medrochov. We have to go in the ways. And then he reveals us what is exactly the ways that is necessary, if you remember, is to be mechav of the mitzvahs. Very interesting. So, this is what we want to delve into a little bit to understand. Why is this dafka, the union of mechav of mitzvahs, this is the reason what's pshat in the Ritva. So what's interesting, we find in Midrashim, a lot of things happened that we are zoicher, my service in the bonim, through the actions and the details of the akedah. Vayeshkim Avraham Aboyker, Rav Shimon Yochai, Avraham Mekalis Ashura, Vesinu Mekalis Ashura, in the fact that Vayeshkim Avraham Aboyker, it counterbalanced that many years later, Vayokum Bilum Baboyker, Vayeshkim Avraham Aboyker. So the fact that Avraham Avinu, he woke up early. And the fact that Avraham Avinu went on his own by himself and he saddled his donkey. So that was a counterbalance against what Bilam many years later also got up early. And also he on his own went, and then it says later, he did Bikua, and that wasn't necessary, but he did to check if there's any worms, to make sure it's perfect, to make sure it's the best that it can be. That the bunch was at the Yam, that he split the sea. So there are many things that Avraham Avinu did, we are Zaycha afterwards, before Yahu. And Akedah, we just say in general, remind us of Akedah Yitzchak. It doesn't say specific, but things that Avraham Avinu in preparing for the Akedah, we are Zaycha Lamaisa. There's things that Chazal were able to point to and say exactly, this is because of Avraham Avinu's action, this is because of his action. Okay, in general, the Akedah, we just see generally that you'll remember and will be Zaycha Vadinu Chule. I also was thinking, in looking at Bibina Pash Vayero, when the Malachim came to Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu was already 99 years old, correct? When he came to the Malachim came. So he's in the business of Chesed many, many, many years. For some reason, here all of a sudden, the Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu ran, so and he brought the meat, Shem gave him meat. He told the Shliach to bring water. So his children also got water, but only through a shliach. So every action Avraham Avinu did, in the details of the mitzvah, we are zoicha generations later. And also it seems that these are just, details of protim of the mitzvah. We don't say the chesed in general. No, Chazal dissected into parts and tell us which each part of the mitzvah, what he was zoicha. Seems from the hachona of the mitzvah, of the akedah, etc. That's where we're zeicha more than in the ma'aseh itself. What's pshat in there? So there is a goyin. It's a goyin on a medrash here, next to the shtickel. Very interesting goyin. The goyin says as follows. The medrash brings a posuk in Hosea, Bayoyim ha'shlishi, Yekziv, Yechayenu miyoyimayim, Bayoyim ha'shlishi yikimenu v'nichi lefono. In the second day of Rosh Hashanah, in the Pizman, I think right before Venemon, Michomoy Chavarachim, it finishes off this, Yechayenu miyoyimayim, Chelufanov, something like that. So the Mefarshim explained that Yoyimayim is the two Bote Migdash that were destroyed, and we didn't have any kiyum, but Yoyim HaShlishi, Yikimenu, V'nichi Lefonov, that goes on the 30th Migdash, that the Lost Love Hashem will build. Yeah, but here the Medrash has different things. What's Yichayenu Yomayim by Yom Ashlishi Yikimenu Yichayenu V'Nichilafon. So it says Yosef told the brothers by Yom Ashlishi Shimon Levi Vayibi Yom Ashlishi. It says Vayibi Yom Ashlishi Vayikol Yisuv Rokim. Right, it was Bamatan Toyi Yom Ashlishi, and the Medrash goes on and on. What is Yom Ashlishi referring to? At the end, it says it's referring to Avraham Avinu, where it says Vayi Bayom Ashlishi, when Avraham Avinu was on his way to Akedah, Vayi on the third day, he finally saw the mountain, and on the third day, the Maisa, the Akedah took place on the third day. It's going to that. So Zog to Goyin Azoy. V'yashloima, Dehino Mechazal, Tzchal Mitzvah by Al-Malek. Be'etzem, there's no, we don't get reward for mitzvahs in this world. Why? Zog to Goyin. V'tam, אחרי כי המצו עניין רוחני, הינו אוילום ומלויוי כדאי לשלם אפילו שכר מצווה אחס. Since mitzvah is a spiritual creation, it's something spiritual, a spiritual entity, and we're talking, and in this world, we're in a physical world, you take the kol chalol of the alma, the whole world, whatever's here, with all the enjoyments, all the pleasures, with all the zakin, whatever you can imagine, it's not enough to pay for one mitzvah. No, boy. Schar mitzvah b'hai al maleke. So therefore, Dr. Goyen, aber in ukeu kachu, im ken heichal nun izoinim b'schus ha-mitzvah shosu aviseinu. So we say, Maisa Ovis and Mabonu, we merit today Klal Yisrael, and all we have is because of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, because they, what all the avodas Hashem and all the mitzvahs they did, we are zoicha as their descendants to all the blessings, everything what we have. So how could we be zoicha if the schar mitzvah al maleke? She said, "I'm already gazed. It's a goin. It's a likuti chove. It's one of the likutim of the goin." But in kachu, the beemes haMitzvah atzmo ain lo tashlumim boil mazed. The mitzvah itself, the etzem mitzvah, no schar. But as Jesus, vahidur, what the input that a person puts in the way, the manner that he does the mitzvah. If he does it with the bezizos, he does it zealously, and he goes, and he doesn't wait, and he doesn't, procrastinate, he does it immediately when he has the opportunity. And he's mahadir, he does it, he doesn't do it just to yoitza, to be yoitza and to fill his obligation. And he tries to put in his import, he adds on, and he's mahadir, and he, you know, begufoy, b'mamoynoy. Ukiyoitza, b'vita aviseinu, oisoy aschus ono oichlin. The schusovi that we are zoiche is not for the mitzvah itself, but the hider. And in Lashon HaRitva, if we go back, the chavivus, that they always put into their mitzvahs and the ma'isim toivim, that is what we today are benefiting from. Wow. V'hine, ha'toy ha'gdoy she'sipronu mikoyde mikol ha'achonos v'azrizu shos avrom avinu v'ilkayim mitzvahs ha'keido. Hishkim ha'boike, medrash, chovesh ba'atzmeiz chamoiroi, u'boka atzei oilo, lo yideinu, ki mikol zoyos anachmo oiklim boyim. That is what we nash from in this world. Everything we have today, it's not from the Akedah, the Etzem HaMitzvah. And it's from the Chavives, the Zrizes, that was before the Akedah. But Ika HaMitzvah Shos Avraham Avinu, Yom HaShlishi, Nishar Lo Nosa Lovay. Moedik, Titus and the Medrash. Yichayenu, what are we living today from? Miyoyimayim. From the first 2 days that Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah. When he was Mavakir Eitzim, when he saddled his donkey, when he woke up early in the morning, when he went and he was looking for the mountain, and then he was the whole time was, maybe it's here, maybe it's there. Those 2 days is what we today benefit from. But Yom HaShlishi, of the Akedah itself, the actual act of the Akedah itself, Yikimeinu v'nichya lefonov. It's the Osad Lovey, when Yikimeinu b'tchias HaMeisim, when everyone comes back. אבל איקה המצווה שעושה כן, וזה מה אומר חזל, יחיינו ביומיים, כל מה שאנו אוכלים בחיינו, ומה שעושה אבלו אמרינו ביומיים, ואני משנה יום ראשונים, הוא הזיזוס והידו כניס כלואל. אבל ביום השלישי, רוצה להם מה שעושה ביום השלישי, הוא איקה מצווה שעקדו, על די זה יקימנו, יקימנו לעושה לובי וניחי לפון. Why? Because of the חביב, that's what it really says. What's supposed to be having schoen לבנז יצחוק? If we hold it with drachos up to the tefillah, and we mechaber mitzvahs.
No, but think of it like kiddushin.
What?
The Kedah is everything. It was a process. It started when it started Akedah. This is all the It's a Kiddush. That's what Mincha is. It's not me, it's the Goyim. Because it's that we say it's not Akedah itself. And not only that, the Gufo. Why do you call it Akedah Sitzchok? What's Akedah mean?
Binding.
Binding? Why are we talking about the binding? Yeah, say because it didn't shecht him. Say that, like you say, Afresh Yitzchok, talk about the Eifel Yitzchok, talk about Yitzchok, Adam is Beach. Why the binding? Why did he bind him?
To remove.
Why? Apostle. Did he have to bind him? No. The goof of the Mepharshim say that Kedah Yitzchok, that the reason it's called Kedah Yitzchok, because it's not the Maisa Kedah itself. It's another hider in the mitzvah to make sure to be perfect. So going is machadish to us that we get schar because of the zrizos chavivos. So now we go back to the Loshon HaRitvo. Mamash ki minchoyim gevaldik. Hari yavtiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avraham Avinu shekol zman shemachzikim medrachov v'oisen hamitzvah bechibo. So where's the question? Why bechibo? Whoa. It's the mitzvah. Bechiba, because the whole Ryan that we get schar for the Akedah is only from the Zrizis and the Chavivis and Mitzvah of the Zokta Goyin. Chayeru Mio Maim. She calls man, she holds him from the Brocha, and Oysi a Mitzvah Bechiba, she is called him Akidosa. Moira di Kizah. So what's come to us? That to connect and to awaken the schus of the Akedah, there's a condition, not just to do mitzvahs, not just to say it, we have to go in the ways of Avraham Avinu, which is Chavivus HaMitzvah and Zrizus Nebasiyas HaMitzvah. So we go back to Mor Kama and Rashi, it's unbelievable. What's up, Rashi? Gemara says, Mamarova Omre, Shed Rabbi Zera, Atzlish, the first Shlish of Hidu Mitzvah, which is Chayev Betzah Mitzad, Achiyuv, yes, if you don't have it, you're going to submit to that. Now you have asking of six and you don't have another penny to your name, you don't have to go borrow to pay 6-9 for the asterisk. Because the hiddur is not ma'akev the mitzvah. But if you have it, there's a chiyuv hiddur. There is a chiyuv hiddur. And we ask, how much is the chiyuv? Shlish. So shlish is a chiyuv. So Grashi, on that chiyuv, which is becomes part of the mitzvah, that's another share, is here the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, it's not part of the mitzvah, okay. But Rashi states, on the shlish of the chiyuv of the mitzvah, you get no schar for. Why? What's up the goyim? Schar mitzvah hayam aleke. Since it becomes mamish part of the mitzvah, there's no schar in this world for mitzvah, because the whole world is not worth even one mitzvah. So once the hiddur comes is part of the mitzvah, it's a chiyuv, there's no schar. But what you add?
That's in the goofy mitzvah as well. Before you come to the hiddur and everything.
Yeah.
Just the basic mitzvah as well.
And chulami, basic mivado. But here's a chiddush that even the shlish, which since yimechuyim, it's a shtet rashi. At shlish mishaloi, da'ainu oise shlish yoise behidu, ainu nifle bechayov. Kaminon, schar mitzvah ilam aleker. Or mikan ve'elech. But what he adds? Let's see. He can find a beautiful asset for 12, and he's only really mechiv 9. He adds those other 3. That's the extra. Just like by the Ovis we said that we only get we nash is from the hiddur, the zrizus of the mitzvah. So what we get, it's how you get, just like you get the Ovis's hiddur mitzvah, extra chavivus and zrizus, your own as well. That's your mechuyim. Once you're mechuyim, you can get it. And a kubit pshat is because the Goyim tells us that be'etzem the mitzvah, which is a creation of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is ruchni, is spiritual, which we cannot comprehend. So it's impossible to pay it in the physical world. But Lamaisa, when we do here the mitzvah, when we are Zoris, when we run, we have Chavivis, we put in, that's our personal input. It's our personal energy we're putting into it. So it could be, since it's a Ruchnius, it's also very spiritual, but there is a Chelik, which is physical, mamash physical. It wasn't there, B'Bresheshes Me'Bresheshes. We created it. Atke Nikach. The Maral in Gurai in Parashas Noach says, well, Chazal, Rashi, we know it by heart. Eilu Tolus Noach, or Rashi, Zeche Tzadik Lebroch. Why? Because it says Tolus Noach, and it doesn't say Tolus Noach. Noach is Tzadik, Tolus Noach, only it's a Shem HaMiyosah. So there's a Kasha, Chazal asks. So one saying Zeche Tzadik Lebroch, Enochonami, we took a detour, Noach, wow, what a big Tzadik, Zeche Tzadik Lebroch. Inami, שאיקר תול דויסיהם של צדיקים, מעשיהם הטוב. ואיקר, offspring, right? The sentence of tzadikim is their own mice and toiv. Zok the Gurah, Moizik is ach. He says, Mon Kiddushin says, Shloish Shutin Bodom. A person who's born, he has three partners. Oviv, Imoy, or Kodesh Boch. So a person, when he has children, it's not his, only his kids, it's his wife's, it's the Rebbein Shammai's puts in the Chelik, his partnership with the Rebbein Shloilom. But then, Maral, when a person does a mitzvah, he is the only owner of that mitzvah. Because he's not shutfim. He's using energy that Kosh Baruch gave him through, but he is creating that creation that he's making is only his. So he learns Kepshuto. Ike tol doiseyem. Tol is something which you create, which you make, which comes forth from you. It's an offspring of yourself. Ike tol doiseyem tzadikim masim toivim. Because that's even more tolerance than your own children. Your children have shutim. They should have no shutim. Moral in Gurai, look up in Noyach, off and off. What?
It's the same thing.
No, of course you can read it. Rav always used to say, when you go on the right way, you get to Richter Weg, you have to mention. That's what he always says. He said it, Kaseidra. Upon him, so it could be, when a person is mechav of a mitzvah, he puts in his rezus, and that's his energy, that's his chelik. So it's his yitzira. That's a physical thing. It came from a physical thing as well. It's your mekadesh the mitzvah. But that already you can get schar. Maybe it's Prat, the reason why we see schar mitzvah mikveh, but the yoyse mishle shikud, and the goyin says, yichayenu mi yoymayim, we get the schar of the maase oves, from the chaviris, the zizus, because that was a mixture of physical and spiritual. So our avoid the betzem, kumtois, loit rabavo, if we can say that we see now in Slichas in Aser Teshuva, we always add on another pismayim for the Akeda, to remember the Akeda. So we always have to remember that according to the Ritva, the state of the Shoinim in Chazal, of Rav Avoh, Lama, Pekim, Shem Shalal, the Minik. Why? Because we want to remember Kes Yitzchak. So what? The Shem Shalal, which was the Zrizes, the extra, the Hidr that Avraham Avinu added on. I'll finish with one, another going. Mori Gezach. The Mishnah in Sukkah says by the chiyuv of the Shiva Sukkah, what happens? It's not again in Chutz La'aretz, don't get nervous. It's not again in Chutz La'aretz. If it rains in Chutz La'aretz, it's not again. But it's Shrol, if it rains, so it's not a good sign. Moshlu Mado Adoime, Le'evet Shebo Nimzo Yikois L'Raboy, he came to pour a cup for his master, and he threw the whole jug on his face. So Pashas Limzog in Hebrew, Limzog is to pour. Chazal Limzog means something else. Limzog is to dilute, right? You used to have very strong wine, and you used to bring water. One on three, one on four, whatever. So Mazigias Kois means that, so literally, according to it means that the Eved, the butler, was bringing a water to dilute the wine of his master. And what the other did, he took the water, he brought it, threw it in his face. Zog the Goyim, Yain is Din. Yain is Din, as you do. Maim is Rachman. So the Eved, which is Klal Yisrael, with the mitzvahs of Sukkot, with the Sukkah, Arba Minim, the Simcha, what are we trying to life? What do you want to accomplish? You want to accomplish to be mematik as a dinim of Tishrei, of Shoni, Yom Kippur, Yosef Kisei Mishpat. So we're doing the mitzvahs to be mematik. What does the Kodesh says? It rains, and he says, we don't need your mitzvahs. It's in the Divrei Eliyahu, it's not in every Kodesh Eliyahu, so I saw it once, and my son in his house, he said he saw it as well. So it was checked it again. It's a goyim, says. V'roitze b'hashoras hadinim k'mo yishem. If chasolim, it rains, it doesn't let us do be mekayim the mitzvah suk like you want to. It's a sign that the Rebbein Shem wants the dinim to stay betok from chas v'sholim. Chmon letzlan. So what does it depend on? Something. What's it? But according to what we're saying is that it goes straight into it. If we start in Rosh Hashanah, so what are we trying to do? We're trying to be matik as a dinim. We're putting in mesikus into avodas Hashem. We're putting in zrizus into avodas Hashem. Who's a zoris? Who's happy what he's doing? He feels this is gewaldig, this is geschmack, he has passion. So we're putting in, from our shana we're starting, to order that mayim, to dilute the dinim with our own maisim, our input. Our input is the zrizus. We come to sukkus, it's mansim chosein, we continue that. If Chas HaSholem, the Rebbein Shalom, does what he does, he shows we're not, we didn't do it We didn't put in Zrizis, we didn't put in our Slavos, we didn't put in our Gishmak and our passion into Avodah. This is Dimi. But it's a shame if we have to be started. We go with Shem Shalaya, we show the Habib some mitzvah, and then we continue. And the Chag was also, the next Gemara says, why we blow when we're sitting and standing, the Arvus is softened. So Gan Shalaya, he's so stupid, every year the same thing. Shteter, because it's Chaviv is a mitzvah. And we see, wow, we makbid to do, to add, it's Chaviv is a mitzvah. And the Afro says also, that Chaviv is a mitzvah, it's Tshuva Ma'avo. Tshuva Ma'avo, it's Mahapech, it's Doinis L'Shchuyas. So the sort is all mixed up. He's going to come in Mekatrek and say, oh, none of it, then we're going to, you know, slip the rug on his feet, and we're turning all those avails that he said we're doing, we're turning to schuyas. Mitzvah Hashem is v'zoyche, to all us zoyne should be schuyas, shlav ha-mechilu, sliv ha-kaporo, a good given shtion, we'll put in our mesikis, our zrizis, our passionate avulis Hashem, v'muftach, Hashem will remember Akira Sitzchok, and ma'alechem kilu katim atzmechem, and we'll be zoyche, a good and zise given shtion, b'sat Hashemayim. I don't know.